My community, we don't like that our Rav ignores the children. So we made a break off minyan with the eventual hope of hiring a new Rav. What is the best way to break it to the main Rav and do this b'shalom? I would like to ask over here, what happened over here? Did they discuss with the Rav the need to work with the children? Was it discussed and he ignored it, or it wasn't broached with him and the first move was to make a break off minyan? But truth be told, it would be a tremendous revach if when any kehila hires the Rav, they would make part of the contract that he should have a shaykhus to all the children in the kehila. And he should even make a special kviyas for them, either sometime during the peche or sometime Shabbos before mincha or something with all the boys of the kehila. Because somebody like a Rav that's mibachutz, not a parent, could catch it much sooner. If a boy is angry and dissatisfied, and if in a few short years he's going to find himself smoking by the lake on Shabbos. I mean, if a Rav has a shaychus there, the Rav could also fight much darker for a boy to get into the right high school if he knows the boy and has a shaychus with the boy. So when he calls the principal and he calls for him, it means much more. Or if any principal or Rebbe is having trouble with the boy and trying to throw him out, he could fight much starker. It would be a very good thing that should be part of the Rabbanus, that there should be some sort of kfiyas with the boys of the kehila. There's no question that is an important thing. But the darker shalom over here, the way of the world today is that the darker shalom is just to make a break off minyan and not to fight. Not to make any confrontation, just you vote with your feet by just leaving. That is the way of the world today. But they certainly should, talk to him and ask him and, you know, tell him what they need. But a Rav that's only talking to the adults and only to the fathers and all that is kind of limiting it. But I really see that. Let's say a father goes over to the Rav's give a Shabbos, with a little kid's taking a little hand. Most Rabbanim will be careful just to take the hand. But it's probably more than that. If he has a shaykhus of the boy, knows the boy, and was involved in the chinuch of the boy throughout the ages, it will be a very powerful tool for the child. So, I'm all for this, that the Rav should do this.